USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who testified in the House impeachment inquiry, is retiring from Foreign Service. Yovanovitch testified in November that she was prematurely removed from her post due to a smear campaign orchestrated by foreign corrupt interests in Ukraine who worked with Trump allies to tarnish her reputation after 33 years in public service. Despite being forced out of her post in Kiev in May 2019, she has remained on the payroll. More than 19 million cases of the flu have been diagnosed in the United States this season, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. After a dip in the first few weeks of 2020, flu activity has once again spiked. Widespread activity is reported in every state except Hawaii. Overall, the CDC estimates the flu has led to 180,000 hospitalizations and 68 children have died. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.